Once again, Haitana Masana Shlahum Kemishu Madamin. It's called Kemishu Madamin, so it's seen it already, like the Kohen really received it already. So it's his. Therefore, once it's his, now somebody eats it, somebody's Mazik, the Rabbah will have to pay back the Kohen. But otherwise, in Echlami, before it belongs to the Kohen, in Echlami, that's the Salacha, that Matnes Kuna and Matnes, the Truma, it's called, or Matnes Aniyim, it's called Mam Shem Letovim. Therefore, if somebody's Mazik, it will be proper from paying back. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Kufl Yamar Aleph on top. Yes, the Mil Shal again, Reb Chizkiah Halacha, that he said, if you're Mazik, Matnes Kuno, or you eat them, you put them in the Shalim. So, Lev Kashu was, I hear it's Mashmo, you have to pay back. Teretz was again, Rachinamid, Yosli Yoda Betevlayu. Then, with the Koyin received these Matonis when they were Betevel, but the Kitzik came to the Koyin's hand already. And Uksava, this Tana holds, Haksava Haitana, Matana Shleihurmu, even though you didn't take off the Trumas yet, you weren't maybe even separate it yet, but still, Kemishur Madam, if you gave the whole thing over to the Kayin, we consider as if the Truma or the Matanas were taken off, and therefore the Kayin, like, is already Zaycha in these Matanas. Therefore, now, if somebody eats the Mazmatak, then they have to pay. But when the Matanas are still by the Yisrael, before they gave it to the Kayin, that was with Chizus Chish before that you brought them on the Shalit. What's the Toshima? Come now, bring another proof. Halacha is, Gemara Gittin, Harei Shon, so Beis HaMelech. Let's say the king's men came into your house and they took away property from you. Harei Shon, so Beis HaMelech, Geronoi. They took away from your silo, from your food, from your tfua. And yes, it's like this. Im Bechoivoi, if you owe money to the government, to the king, and now they took away your wheat, because of that, they took away $100 worth of wheat. So Chayiv Liyaser. You have a chiva take off trumas and maestras mimokamacher from tfuah that you still have upon that tfuah that the king took. As the pshat is like you're paying up money to the king, so it's still like it was yours before. So you have a chiva take off trumas and maestras now. In biyam poros, let's say it's time the king's men is time taking it away without right, sound like just time like stealing from you, grabbing it away from you. Then the locher is potem alaso. Then we say you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay. Or you have to give trumas and maasos because it's not really your chayv to pay. But the point of the kasher is in the ratio, though, if you have a chayv to pay the king, and the king's men come and takes away your wheat, so you have to take off trumas and maasos. The question is why? According to Chizkiah, who was like mom and shein like tovim, you should be proper from paying. So my answer is shani hosam. There is different. The called mishtar shilei. You're having direct enjoyment from the tfuah that the king took away. In other words, you owe a chayiv to the king. You owe money to the king. So you have to pay him $100. Now that he took away $100 worth of wheat, it's like you're having hanor from it. It's like you gained $100. So that's considered like you still have the $100 here. So that's why you still have to take off trumas and maasos. And Taisa speaks out, even every time then, when you're mazik, when you eat the matonis. Say the same thing also. The Yisrael eats truma. Why don't necessarily hook him a shtashile? He's having enjoyment from it. He's saving himself the money to pay supper. So that money should also have to pay back to the Kohen. So his answer is no. The girl could have said, Hoyisi Misana, I would have fasted. Who said I would have eaten today? Maybe I would have fasted today. So start by eating the matonis, you're prevented from paying. But over here, when you owe the king the money, and if he didn't take away the wheat, he would have taken away your money. So by him taking away the wheat, it's called mishtarshi, you're gaining on the deal, you're keeping the money. So that's called, like you still have it, and therefore you have to give up trumas and maasos. But it's no kasha to Reb Chizkiah. Torah Shema coming here. I have a Mishnah later that says, Om aloi mocholi b'nei meyeho shepara. A Jew goes to the butcher and says, sell me the stomach of a para. For all your ben matnas kuna, and in this part of the stomach is the keva, that there's a mitzvah to give to the kohen. That the Jew that bought it now, when he receives the whole stomach, like he's going to have to give away the keva to the kohen. And he has the right to take away, to deduct this from the price. Because the maaser, when he sold it to him, everybody knows he's supposed to give it to the kohen. But Rashi says, Sherei hoye yodeya lokeach, she matonis shom. Like the one that bought it knew that there's a keva, there's a stomach inside. And therefore, when you sold it, when you bought it, you knew you had a mind to give it to the Kohen. So you can't deduct money for it. What's going to be the loka chimena b'mishkol? Let's see, say I want to buy a pound of meat. Like it's $10 a pound. I want to buy a pound or 2 pounds. You're buying it by weight. So then, for sure, you're only buying meat that you could eat. So if the butcher gives you part of the matonis, then the loka is nois nun l'koyin. So the one that buys it, he has to still give the keva l'chayayim or the zroya to the koyin. But here, a menakulim in adomi has a right to deduct the money. He the meister stole it. You have to return it. Like the meister, you have the keva now. And for hatabach yinakim and adomim, because you sold something that's not yours. Like here, you bought clearly a pound of meat. You meant the same meat that I could eat. So you have no right to sell it to you. But the question is, am I levi kematik matnes kuna or shochlan? Let it here be that you like mazik it, or you ate it, that you're parted from paying. Say, Rofa, why do we say here you have to pay it? Why do you have to pay? Rashi, but my nes lakayim, let it come mazik. Now that like the gazan, somebody sold it to you, so that guy like stuff was mazik it, he sold it to you. So once you have it, now lakhuri, you should be able to keep it. Smur says, no. Shani hosin, the isnai bin, now here it's much better. Here it's been, it's right around. Since it's here, therefore you have to return it. When do we say mazik is potter? If you mazik, it's not here anymore. But when the maton is still here, avadi, you have to return it. Toshma come here. It says tisho nichse koin. But 9 types of nichse koin. Koin means 9 types of matnes kuna. So Rashi says it doesn't know where you learned the price like this, because really we know there are 15. Rashi says a moitzani tesva of maton. There are 15 matnes kuna that are all considered nichse koin. What does that mean? It's the property of the koin. That he could do whatever he wants. Last of them, Kosar, could do whatever he wants with it. A truma via truma tamaisi, he could do whatever he wants with it. Alright, so then Rashi answered, it could be it's part of them, it doesn't mean nines, but a few of these, like included in those 15. Like a few of those 15 are 3 of them, so like one over here. But one of these 9, it says here, that truma, when the Yisrael gives truma to a kain who comes in the chosim, he could do whatever he wants with it. Or truma tamaisi, or a lady gives to the kain, the chalon, take off chalon. Reisha Sage is the first of the wool, you shear off your animals. Matonois, the Zroyul Chayim Mekevon, Fihad Demai, by Suffolk, Perish Yabai for Namorot, you have to take off Truma, give to a coin of Truma Smaisa, Fihad Bikurim, Fihad Kerem Viachemish, and the Kerem Chemish, if somebody eats Truma, he has to pay back Kerem and Chemish. So that goes to the coin, that's called regular Nichse coin. Whereas Rashi says Gezla, Kerem Vachemish could be the Gezla Ger, somebody steals from a Ger, also you have to give it back to a Kain. Right. Gezla, the Kerem Vachemish. Doesn't say clearly which Kerem Vachemish here, or it could be Gezla Ger. Yeah. But Kopan Gemara says, Lamai, what does it mean to say that all these Matanis succeeded Nichse Kain, Mashma, they belong to the Kain? So Gemara says, Lav, doesn't mean to say, Loitzim, but they own him. Then in the case of somebody mazik them or eats them, they'll have to pay back to the kohen. That the bezdin is gaveya, is taveya for the kohen. So who is not like Rav Chizkiya? You see, it's called mamim sheyesh lo tovim. So Mora says loy. That's not the pshan. This grace. So it would rather means likiratnan, like we learned. Lo ma'omru or lama omru nichse kohen. For what purpose was it said that these things are nichse kohen? It means shekohen bem avodim vekarkois, that a kohen has a right to use these things to buy for himself an eved. Or property of him, even a behemah tameya. Or baal choyv noit lamachoyv, or else he could pay it up. If he owes somebody money, he has a right to pay it up with these things. V'isha b'ksuboso, or he has a wife to pay yiksub, he could pay from these things. For sefer Torah. Hu adin a sefer Torah also. Rashi says, avapi shen, even though sefer Torah is not lachila, it's not something lover there, he literally could buy a sefer Torah with these things. So Rashi says, libi megamgen, what's the chidish chur pshita? Alright, by koponim, it could be still somebody's mazik, these matonis could be a potter. Here it means nichse, just means to say that once the kohen gets it, he could do whatever he wants, but even buy these things. Now, hahu, the Gemara says, hahu livoi, devi chotif matanto. There was a certain levi, a levoya, that used to take away matnas kuna. Rashi says, chotif matanto, kishat, when it's nikis, were taking the Zroyim L'chayayim V'keva to a Kohen that used to send Mashmah the Yisrael, would send it with his kid to the Kohen. So Chaitfon Miyadehim, this Levi would still take it. So Mara says, also, so they came, Omul El Rav, they told to Rav. So what happened is Levi here, this Levoyish, he's taking the Matonis. Omulun, so Rav's like this, Loi Mistayid, Loi Shaklin Minei, isn't it enough that we don't make you give Matnes Kuna? Ela Michtav Nami Chot, like how can we taking it? And then Shabbat, they have no right. The Matnes Kuna is supposed to go to a Koyin, not to Levi. But like I said, I wonder, like, you yourself, it's enough that we pop to you. Because when a Levi has his own behemoth, he himself is not mechuyev to give matanis to a kohen acher, but we have no right to keep it. So Moshe says, "Rav, what's pshan Rav? If Levi is v'chlal am, like it says here, the matnas kun is from the yam. If so, mishkonam milishkumenam, we should take from them also." Rashi says, "Yikriam lishkumenay to miyeh saom miyeh doiv chayasavik." So the pasuk says. See, if a Levi is bechlal am, they also have a chiyuv to give matonis. Elamai vila yikri yar machmona patri my tibus tevdin gabayu. Like if they're not called an am, so what does Rav saying? Like we did something good for you. It's not us. The Torah says a Levi is potter. The Gemara says iloy yikri yam. If a Levi is not called part of the am, they're called like by themselves. Rachmona patrinu. So what does Rav saying? Loshen like isn't it enough? So I patted you, like what is, what's Rav Loshen saying, like, Mashma, I did something good for you. Well, what good did Rav do? The Torah says you taught him. What do we need Rav for on this? So Mara says like this, really, Misafkale, Rav himself was in doubt. E Yikri Am, Ilo Yikri Am, is a Levi called an Am or not? He had a suffix whether he has to give Matnas Kuna or not. Therefore, that's the Chiddush Rav saying, it's enough to say that Mitzara suffix, we don't make you pay. You don't have to give the Matonis. But I call upon him, that's for sure, you have no right to take it. Rashi says, we have a suffix, whether you have a chiv to give it now, so you're potter from giving the matonis. But that was Rav's taina, but you're hopping too much. But for you to keep it, that you have no right to keep it. Now the Mar says, Yosef Rapopo, Hoppe was sitting down, Yosef Rapopo, the Komolo La Shemite, you're saying over this halacha. Rashi the Rav, that what the Masakla, that Rav had a doubt, whether a Levi is considered an Am or not. So, Eisve Ravidi Barav Mepoza. Ravidi Barav asked the question to Rapopo. It says, Alochom, Abo Matonois, Abo the Rafur, Abo Matnas Aniyim Shebekerim. There are four types of Matonis you have to give to an Oni in the vineyard. Ha Perit Voilis Viashicha Vapeya. Perit Voilis are the types of grapes on the vine, on the cluster. When you start to pull them off and certain things are left over, it's a question whether a few grapes or bad stems. It's a shiloh what exactly what it is. The Mishnah explains it. Bakor ponim this parrot and oilless, the ashicha the apeya. Yeah. Shicha means after you're collecting the grapes, if you leave a bundle there, you have to leave it for the ani. And the apeya, you have to leave over one corner for the niyim. The shalosh of tefua, when you're taking off wheat like, you have three types of matnas kuna. You have haleket v'yashicha v'peya. You have leket when you're first cutting it down of two pieces fall off. You have to leave it there. V'yashicha after you make your bundles and you leave over one or two bundles also. You have to leave it for a kain for the oni. And v'yapeya at the beginning you have to leave over peya. Now shnayim shevilon on a tree you have two hashicha v'yapeya. From a tree when you cut down the tree and things fall down. No, hashicha means you leave over the bundle, you forgot some bundle there, you have to leave it there. Via pay, you have to leave over pay from a tree. Now, kulam, all these matonis, ain't behem tevis anor labailim. Means the owner has no tevis anor, he's not really an owner to say who to give it to. Like, therefore, it's not called yours at all. Any oni wants to come has a right to take it. You're not a bailim owner, you have no tevis anor from it. We'll soon see what it means. Ve'afilu onishab yisrom itzim yadai. Even another oni shall be sold to take it away from these people. Like it's not theirs. These matonis are any oni could come and take it. Now, meiser oni hamischalik b'teich beisai. Let's say meiser oni. He had to take the tefuah home. A balabos took it home, and he took off. Let's say truma meiserishin. Now it's the third year and the sixth year. Let's give off meiser oni. So he took off meiser oni. That now you give abotech basis. Here the locher is yesh to tevis anor. Here, since you took it home already, it's a little bit you're the owner to give it to which any oni you want. And therefore, if somebody says, I'll pay you money to give it to this oni, you have a right to take the money. That's called yesh b'tevus hanol abaylim. But again, v'afilu oni shev yisro mitzin oisem yodai. Even another oni to come and take it away from you. Meaning to say that the owner has no right to keep his own matnas aniyim. Even though the owner is an oni himself, but his own matonis he can't keep for himself. That's a mitzvah, you always have to give it to another oni, you can't keep it yourself. Now, the shar matnas kuna, all other matonis kuna, that goes to the kohen, not to the oni, you can go in as roev l'chayim v'keivah, ein matzin oisim yodah, we can't take it away. Loi mikoin l'koin, loi m'levi l'levi. We don't take it away from one coin to another coin, or from one levi to another levi. The matnas kuna, they have a right to keep. A coin doesn't take away, it keeps his own matonis. Here's not like matnas aniyim, that the oni himself has to give it away to another oni. But right here, the coin can keep it for himself. And the same thing, we don't take away from one levi to give it to another levi. Here it's mashma levi is potter for matnas kuna. Now explains the price first. What are these four matonos we have in the kerem? Ha'peret, v'olulis, v'ashicha, v'peya. The pasuk says, v'karma cholois oilo. But you can't clear off your kerem, take off all the grapes. You have to leave some type you have to leave for the aniyim. Or peret karma cholois, lack of the same thing, don't collect the peret, the leftover grapes. Then the pasuk says, kisiv tzu karma cholois oilo lachrecho. Don't go back after that. What does that mean, don't go back a second time? Means you've left over a bundle there when you're first collecting it. You're not supposed to go back and take that bundle, but you have to leave it there for the yoni. Learn out here, kerem from the zayis, from the olives. The says, when you're cutting down your olives, don't take it or clean it off altogether. And with some of the Rabbi Shmuel, it means this, Shletito tefat v'menu, is don't take its tferos from it. Meaning you have to leave over peyah. So kids, you learn out that there's peyah by kerem also. Now, shleisha shebetfua, there are three mitzvahs matnas kuna by tfua by wheat. What is that? That's haleket via shikha via peyah. You see the pasuk says, of a kutzuchem, of a